you guys last year, you were able to get to a bowl game. Just talk about that feeling of, you know, finally cracking that barrier, if you will, getting back to one.
Felt like we was balling. Sorry, no, I'm just saying. It was exciting to be able to get to a bowl game. And, you know, we haven't been to one in 2 years before that. We missed it my first 2 years. I just felt excited just to, you know, to get a bowl win for Coach Zook. You know, I mean, that was his first bowl win. His first bowl win ever, I think. And it was just exciting for him and for us, for our class that was there. We was juniors last year, we're seniors now, so it was just exciting. And now we're going to have our great opportunity to do it again.
How do you feel that experience has helped you as far as, like, preparing for this season?
Because that, like, a bowl game experience is, like, one of the best experiences. Like, the hospitality and stuff, like, they set things up so nice for you. So we're eager to be like, man, like, this is something we can get used to. Like, we need to get back here again. So, like, all our guys are very excited about bowl games, period, just because, you know, you get to play a team from another conference. You know, Big Ten don't have don't have a big name in bowl games against other conferences. So, I mean, everyone was talking about how fast Baylor was and all, I mean, hyping them up. But I don't think people in the Big Ten probably gave us a chance to beat them. And then we beat them pretty bad.
At what point did you get the sense that, okay, we have a good team in place?
We went 5-3 straight out the gate. Really, after the Missouri game, we felt like we blew that one ourselves. We went up, I think we was up 13-3 at the half, mm-hmm. and then we just, for whatever reason, we didn't come out and play a good second half, and they ended up beating us. Then we played Michigan State, we 6-0 at the half. Mm-hmm. Then we come out, I think we throw an interception, and then they go down and score. And then I think we come out and fumble again, and then they score. So, but, I mean, those are just, like, type of situations where we was like, man, if we did this right, then, you know. I mean, sometimes it's football, the ball bounced the other way sometimes. But, you know, it's some things that we felt that we could control, like Fresno State game. I think that would have been one game that I personally put on myself just because I just didn't make a very smart football play. They threw a pass to a receiver. Ball was going over his head. I seen the ball. I should have intercepted the ball. I just hit the receiver. I got a 15-yard penalty. It was third down. They get a first down. Instead of punting on fourth down from the 7, you know, they got a first down, and they go down and score.
Now, you talk about the senior class and whatnot. You know, a lot of guys that decided to go pro early. What's going through your mind? You see some of your friends. Like, obviously, they all got drafted, but at the same time, it's just like you – not wanting to join you and maybe establishing a chance and going to a Big Ten championship game.
Man, I don't know about you, but it's hard to turn down as much money as they was looking at. You know, it's not like some of us, like, you know, there's some people on our team that probably could have left early. That probably could have had an opportunity to leave early last year that didn't, you know, and go in the later rounds. But people that weren't willing to take that chance. But, I mean, if you core legit and you got that opportunity, man, you got to go take it. I mean, as much as I wanted to play with Corey our senior year, man, I was talking to him about it, but, man, when he finally told me his decision, I didn't beat him up for it, you know, because, you know, anybody, I mean, that's what you play for, you know. I mean, you play to win in college and all that, but, I mean, that's your lifetime goal of playing in the NFL. I mean, it's hard to turn it down, you know. Coach Zook do his best job of giving those guys advice on, you know, what they should do. Like, he don't try to tell them you shouldn't do this or you should do this, but he try to give them all the information that he has possible and, like, just let them know, like, I mean, maybe you can increase your draft stock when you come back, but, I mean, this is a great opportunity if you leave.
I know you're a defensive player, but I want to ask you about your quarterback, because he kind of stepped onto the scene last year, had success. Now he's kind of built up a name in this conference, and people are mentioning him in the same breath as, like, a Denard Robinson or a Dan Purser or Kirk Cousins. Just what have you noticed in him as far as the leadership that he provides the entire team?
He pushed everyone. I played a lot more football around here than Nate has, but Nate pushes me. You know, it's sometimes, like, me and Nate, we're two competitive guys. If I line up against Nate, I know he's going to go hard, so I'm like, I got to beat him, you know. If I want to be in the front of the line, this is the guy I have to beat. So most of the time when we run the sprints, it's me and Nate in front of everybody, just because we feel like we can't take plays off, because we feel like we are the core of our football team, and he knows that, you know, as far as the defense goes, Tavon will go. I mean, as far as the, as far as Tavon will go, the defense will go. So he pushes me every day. Like, yeah, one time I think I didn't run through the line or something, like, because I was ahead of him. And he said, why you didn't run through the line? He's like getting in my face and stuff. I'm like, wow, like, this is the type of guy I want to play with, because, you know, he don't want to lose, you know. And, like, in 6 a.m. workouts, he was killing everyone. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, he was killing DBs, like, and, like, the cone drills and stuff. Like, he was just murdering them. Like, I was like, oh, like, I'm glad I didn't have to go against him. Like, he was, like, taking it serious, like, every day. Like, the last day of 6 a.m. workouts, it looked like he didn't just go through 2 or 3 weeks of it. You know, like, it was just so amazing that he went through that stuff like that.
I gotta ask you, your schedule, you have 8 home games. It's kind of unusual, but I would have to think, as a player, that's something that really excites
as
you.
As a senior, that's something that excites you. Like, you know, especially with, you know, we have a favorable schedule, home schedule, and, you know, we always play teams like Missouri or Cincinnati for non-conference games. And, you know, now we won't have those teams on our schedule no more. So, you know, it'll probably help us out a little bit. We can't take nothing for granted. But, you know, it'll help us out, you know, to play some other teams. But, you know, to play Ohio State and Wisconsin at home, Michigan team, that's going to be pretty good, we think. All those teams are going to be good teams. And to get them at home, we're in luck. Those Ohio State and Wisconsin was sharing the Big Ten championship last year. And to get them at home both in the same year, that's luck. Like, that's lucky. I mean, that's great to pan out. It's going to be great for our fans also.
My last question for you here. What has to happen to kind of maintain the success that you had last season, be able to carry it over and become a consistent program and a team that is consistently playing in bowl games and maybe getting cracks at Big Ten championship games?
One thing I really believe that we have to do is, you know, don't feel like we made it, you know. You never see a team like Ohio State or the teams that win a conference. You never see Ohio State because they've been winning the conference for the past couple of years. So you never see them feel like they made it. You know, they always feel like, you know, they got to add on to their legacy, you know, add on to what they already done, you know. And that's what makes them a great program. So, like, you can't be like, man, we won a bowl game our junior year. They're going to be like, no, I want to be a team that won this many bowl games since I've been here, you know. That class with DeVere Posey and them, they won the Big Ten Championship every year they've been at Ohio State. You know, they always can say, like, we're the class. Like, they can say, we won 3 Big Ten Championships at Ohio State. You know, and that's something to be proud of, man. You know, that's something that's something that we're going to take pride in, too. Our senior class is going to be the first class that win 2 bowl games under Coach Zook, you know. And, I mean, that's something we want to bring him a Big Ten Championship. We want, like, our school haven't won one in a long time. So, I mean, we're trying to at least contend for one.